In Adelaide's CBD, crowds raised their voices as part of an ongoing turf war in a fight to save the trees.
Stop that chop! Stop that chop! Stop that chop!
That was the main message from over 2,000 who rallied at State Parliament last night, joining to oppose the state government's contentious decision for the North Adelaide Golf Project. Days earlier, bulldozers rolled through the city's parklands to begin the felling of 585 trees to make way for the $45 million upgrade, a situation garnering major community backlash and prompting the Adelaide City Council to call on the Federal Environment Minister to intervene and halt proceedings.
As long as even one of those 585 trees is still standing, we will keep fighting. But not one more tree should fall in that park.
Amid a sea of signs, uni student Sophie held a handmade version of Lorax, calling for people to listen closely to its message.
It's a movie that a lot of us grew up watching, and I think it's funny that it's such a popular movie and no one seems to listen to the message in it. And I just put protect public lands because that's what it is. It's public land, it belongs to the people, and yeah, it shouldn't be allowed to kind of chop everything down and destroy it all. It's too significant. I mean, we're young people, we're still living at home, and moving out and getting a home is not even really on the table for me right now like it was for my parents or my grandparents. The people are struggling, and I guarantee, like, golf isn't going to solve that. I mean, Saudi Arabia's pulled out, so why are we still going ahead with the cutting down of the trees? It doesn't make any sense. These hundreds of year-old trees on public land are being put at risk. The photos that have come out of the wild animals being removed, I mean, the animals here are so important. The remaining ecosystem in Australia, it's so small and it's so precious now.
First Nations people are concerned about the impacts to land and culture. Senior Kaurna woman Mitzi Nam said the redevelopment site has been a vital place for the documentation of Kaurna language.
Pilter Wadley was established before colonisation when the German missionaries Tykeman and Sherman came over. So our language was recorded through those documentations. We've been able to relearn our language. It's the first place that our stolen generations here in South Australia, a lot of our children were taken from there in the name of education and taken from Pilter Wadley to further over around Kintore Avenue. And what really still disrespectful is that golf is still being played on par 3, which has been exempt from the destruction because of cultural heritage. But they're still playing golf there. It's like, you know, it's like playing putt-putt on our cemetery. We need to protect our cultural heritage and our significant sites for our future generations, and also to educate the wider community on how important our cultural heritage is still to us today and always will be.
The South Australian government changed legislation to override council decision and convert Crown land to private, allowing them to execute decisions. Adelaide City Councillor Kieran Snape attended the event.
So the state government last June moved to basically overrule all other legislation bar one, which is the Aboriginal Heritage Act. They have taken what was council care and controlled Crown land and turned into state controlled fee simple land. That means that land effectively is treated exactly the same as household land. Effectively, we don't know 100 years from now, that land could be turned to apartments, could be turned to another stadium, because it is no longer protected Crown land. The actual legislation itself does allow, as it stands, for them to seize other areas of the parkland quite easily. All they have to do is gazette it. And, of course, the next bit of parkland we're worried about is Victoria Park for the MotoGP, where we suspect that there'll be hundreds more trees being cut down.
Mr Snape said council are in the process of writing to the Federal Environment Minister, calling for formal inquiry after discovering a legal loophole in environmental legislation.
The council itself has formally moved last night a motion that the Lord Mayor write to the Minister and the CEO write to the department asking for an intervention to stop this development continuing on. And that is because this is a nationally heritage listed parklands and there are vulnerable species in that area.
Activist and former environmental lawyer Melissa Ballantyne and Vice President of the Adelaide Parklands Association, Tim Jackson, agree it's important to uphold democracy through government process and to ensure fair environmental protection.
I think at a higher level, there's a real threat here to South Australian democracy.
Currently, the parklands are nationally listed under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, but they are not state listed.
It's 8 years that recommendation's been sitting around that the parkland should be state heritage listed. It's on the National Register already since 2008. There's a proposal now to list them on the World Heritage Register, yet they're not on the state register.
What is so important is this: our parklands are unique in the world. We are a city within parklands. No other city has this status. We need to protect for future generations and cherish the heritage, not just the natural, the Indigenous heritage that is so unique to this part of our world and our future.
Activist and former environmental lawyer Melissa Ballantyne and Vice President of the Adelaide Parklands Association, Tim Jackson, speaking with The Wire at last night's rally. Speaking at a press conference earlier today, Premier Peter Malinauskas said disinformation has done a disservice to the public policy debate. He acknowledged the value of public protest for democracy, but does not condone fire in the parklands, which has been termed suspicious by police. The Wire has also contacted the Federal Environment Minister for further comment.